केचित् केवलया भक्त्या वासुदेव परायणा अघं झुंडन्ति काष्ठेन निहार मिव भास्कर। वी आर डिस्कसिंग दिस वर्स दैट समबॉडी केचित् नॉट ऑल केचित् समबॉडी सिंपली बाय acting devotional service, devotional service to Vasudeva. He immediately finishes all reaction of sinful life. Simply by devotional service and to the Vasudeva, one can become free from all sinful reaction of life. Bhakta means by devotional service, the bhakta, there are 9 different processes and the same, but according to our capacity, they are divided into 9 processes. So it begins with Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padu, Sivanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasam, Sakham, Matam. Beginning with Savanam, hearing. 9 processes are hearing, chanting, then worshipping, serving, then offering everything. In this way, there are 9 different ways. The beginning is hearing. Hearing, just you all, ladies, gentlemen, you have come here to hear. Then, hearing, if your hearing is perfect, then kirtanam, means describing or preaching. So, our this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, we are first giving chance to the people in general for hearing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking with Ramananda Rai, he especially gave stress on this point of hearing. If you hear, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never conquered by anyone, but a devotee who is hearing about him, he can conquer over him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he quoted from Bhagavatam. Any devotee or bona fide preacher, he does not manufacture anything, he simply follows the previous Mahajan. He said, Jnane Prayasam Udapal. One should not try to speculate to understand the Supreme Truth. So, we should give up this habit of speculating to understand God. One should become submissive. Jnane Prayasam Udapasya Namantaya. Very submissive. To hear from the right person. So, hearing is so important, therefore our all Vedic literature is called Shruti. So, the subject matter which is beyond our sense perception, avanga manasa gocha, that cannot be understood by using our imperfect senses. Now the question is, from whom to hear? So, in the Shastra it is said, Sanamukharitam. So you have to hear from realized saintly person. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattadarshana. We have to hear from a person who has seen or who has understood the Absolute Truth. And who is that Sadguru? He must be a devotee of the Lord. So it is stated in the Shastra that Satkarma Nipuna Vipra Mantra Tantra Visharada Avaishnava Guru Nasasya Sat Sapacha Guru. It is said that a Brahmana who is very well expert in the Brahminical activities and Mantra Tantra Visharada knows all the Vedic mantras, but if he is not a Vaishnava, he cannot become Guru. But a person born in a family of dog-eaters, sapacha, he can become Guru if he has become Vaishnava. Sanatana Goswami, one of the big acharyas of Gaudiya Sampradaya, he has also said that Avaishnava Guru Nasasya, he says that, a person, Bhutahari Kathamritam Sabanam Nakartabham, Avaishnava Mukhat Gina Bhutahari Kathamritam Sabanam Nakartam. He says that you do not try to hear from a person who is Avaishnava, Harikathamritam, the Harikatha, the message of Krishna, like Bhagavad Gita and other Bhagavad Srimad Bhagavatam. You should not hear from a person who is not a Vaishnava. In the Bhagavat also, it is said, Satan prasangat mama bija sangvida bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. When we hear from Sadvyakti or Vaishnava, then we get real effect. So if one argues that Harikatha is pure, if a Vaishnava speaks, what is the harm there? So Sanatana Goswami says, in connection with this, that Sabanam Nakartabham Sarpachishtu Payojatha. Just like milk, it is very nice food, but if it is touched with the leaves of a snake, it becomes poisonous.
Goswami Gare.
Therefore, it is concluded that we have to hear the transcendental message of Krishna from a realized soul, a devotee. So this hearing process is recommended that you should hear from a realized person who is Sadachar Sampanna Vaishnava. So who is a bhakta? Because you have to learn from a bhakta. So who is a bhakta? That is also described. So it is stated in the Shastras and the Goswamis as Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Anyone who has no more designation and he is pure from material contamination. Upadhi means so long we think that I am this body, that means I am decorated with this upadhi. So long we think that I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahmana, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, we are decorated with upadhi. Upadhi Shunya is described in the Vedas when one understands Aham Brahmasmi. So there are two Brahmas, Parabrahma and ordinary Brahma. Parabrahma is the supreme, Vibhu, and ordinary Brahma they are Anu. The Parabrahma is all-pervading and Brahma is not all-pervading. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that khetrangañcapi māgviddhi sarva khetresu bhārat. Khetra khetra when he was describing, khetra means this body and khetraga means the soul who knows about this body. So there are two khetragas. One khetraga is the jiva, soul, and another khetraga is Paramatma, Bhagavan. Clearly distinguished by Krishna that khetrangañcapi māgviddhi. You are not only khetraga, the jiva soul is khetraga, he knows, just like you know, I know, it is my body. So there are two khetraga, one khetraga I am, just like I know this is my body, you know this is your body, but I do not know what is going on in your body, you do not know what is going on in my body. Therefore, Krishna says, cha, eva, khetragam cha api māgviddhi. Not only you are khetragna, I am also khetragna, because I am parabrahma, a super soul. But what is the difference between these two khetragna? The difference is that one khetragna knows about his own body, but the super khetragna, he knows everyone's body. So in this way, if we understand our position that Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of our Godhead, is great and we are small, that is perfect knowledge. Therefore, Krishna commands sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ śaraṇam vraja. As the master commands the servant that what rascal you are doing, what I say, you do it. There are two living entities, one the superior who orders and the other inferior who carries out the order. This is further explained in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham ridhisannivishtya matta smriti jnanam apohananca. He says, Lord Krishna says, that I am situated in everyone's heart, I am giving order. Matta, smriti jnana. And then the jivatma gets knowledge and carries it out. So when one is perfectly in knowledge of khetra, khetraga, then his devotional life begins. This understanding of the relationship between God and ourselves is more clearly explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he says, jiver sarupai nitya krishna das. Our real identity is that we are eternally servant of God. This understanding, pure understanding, is called mukti. When we understand that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is my eternal master and I am eternal servant of him, that is called mukti. The mukti definition is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti hitya anyatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. Mukti means when we give up our wrong ideas and we stay in our real identification, that is called mukti. So a bhakta who understands clearly that I am eternal servant of God and God is my eternal master, this very understanding means mukti. If I wrongly think that I am something of this material world or I am God myself, these are misunderstandings. There is no question of mukti. Here the word is kechit kevalaya, somebody. The purpose is that most people, they are either karmis or jnanis. Kurmis or Gyanis. Kurmis means those who are working very hard, day and night, for sense gratification. And Gyanis means, after being frustrated in such activities, he tries to give up this world, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. This is not Gyan, that Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. If Brahma is Satya, then Jagat is also Satya. Jnana means to know real fact. The real fact is that is Brahma is Satya. Anything which is emanated from Brahma, that is also Satya. In the Vedanta Sutra, it begins like this. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now we have to inquire about Brahma. So about this description, Brahma, Yatubha imani bhutani jayante. And in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, Janmadyasya jataha. Anything which is emanating, everything which is emanating from a particular source, that is Brahma. So, what is that original source of everything? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava. From me, everything is emanating. Therefore, Krishna is Parabrahma. Therefore, the conclusion is that if you come to the platform of bhakti, then automatically you become liberated. So, it is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancha vyavicharini bhakti yogi na jasevate sagunan samatitta etan brahma bhuvayaka. In order to become mukta or brahma platform, one has to render unalloyed service to the Supreme Lord Krishna. So here it is said, kechit kevalaya bhakta. Kechit, somebody. Not the kurmis, not the gyanis, not the yogis can execute devotional service. The kurmis, it is openly known that they want to enjoy. They want something. Similarly, gyanis, they want to become one with the Supreme. That is also wanting something. The yogis also, they all want something, some mystic power. So kurmis, gyanis, yogis, all of them wanting something, the subject matter of want may be different. But a bhakta, he does not want anything. He simply wants to be engaged in carrying out the orders of the Supreme Lord. But such person is very, very rare. Of many millions of kurmis, one may be jnani. And out of many millions of jnanis, one may become mukta. And out of many, many millions of mukta, one may become a bhakta. Therefore, Krishna says, manusyanam sahasyesu kaschit jatati siddhaya. Siddhaya means to become perfect jnani or perfect yogi. And jatatavapi siddhyana, and amongst the siddhas, those who have got perfection in jnana and yoga, kaschit vetivam tattata. Some of them may, not some of them, maybe someone is able to understand me. Therefore, in this verse, it is clearly said, kechi, the same thing, kaschit vetimam tattvam. To become a bhakta is not so easy. Therefore, he says, kechi, somebody, some rare personality may become a bhakta. So, kechi kevalaya bhakta. Kevalaya, kevalaya means unalloyed, pure. Kevala bhakti means shuddha bhakti, unalloyed bhakti. Otherwise, bhakti is sometimes mixed with jnana and sometimes mixed with yoga, mixed with karma. Because karmis, jnanis and yogis, they have got some desire to be fulfilled. The karmis, they want to be elevated to the heavenly planet. The jnanis, they want to become one with the Supreme Lord. And the yogis, they want some power to exhibit so that they may be honored as God. Yoga, mystic power. Anima, Lughiva, Siddhi,
like that. Yoga, to marmanga undetuvanti vallu, vaari shakti samarthyala cheta, ee bhootamlo, ee prapanchamlo konni shaktulu.
But bhakti means one must be freed from all these desires. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami gives the definition of bhakti, annabhilashita sunnam, without any other desire. Other means bhakti mukti siddhi. To enjoy this material world, or to become one with the God, or to get some mystic power.
Bhakti.
So, the bhakti means annabhilashita sunnam. Karmi's desire, no Gyanis desire, no Yogi's desire. So, annavilasita sunnam, jnana karma anabritam. So, one should be cleansed from the desires of jnana karma yoga. He should be desireless. So, these are all material desires. So, when one gives up this material desire, then he is desireless. But one cannot be desireless, that is not possible. Then he is dead and gone. So desirelessness means no material desire. So we cannot be desireless, but desirelessness means no bhukti, no yogic siddhi, neither oneness, monism, to merge into the Supreme. These are all material desires. So bhakti means the anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. That is first-class bhakti, when we are ready to serve Krishna as he orders. So to become ready to serve Krishna is desirelessness. Otherwise, a living entity, a living being, cannot be desireless. So this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching how to become desirous to serve Krishna. This teaching, perfection of instruction, we find in the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna says, Kurise vachanam tava, I shall execute what you order me. Te vachanam tava, I shall execute any order which you order me. Arjuna was a warrior, soldier. When he was, before his hearing Bhagavad Gita, he was a soldier. And after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he remained a soldier. But in the beginning of the fight, he was not willing to fight with his brothers. Although Krishna was speaking to him that you fight, he was declining. This is the stage of abhakta or non-devotee. Although mundane person will very much be pleased that Arjuna was not willing to fight, he is non-violent. But Krishna was not accepting. So fighting is not a good business, so Arjuna was declining to fight. It was good from the worldly point of view. But after hearing Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna inquired from Arjuna, what you have decided? Arjuna replied, Nastra moho siti labdhya kurisse vachanam tava. Now I am quite in knowledge. I shall execute your order. This is mukti. When we are prepared to execute the order of Krishna, that is the platform of mukti. Therefore, it is said, kechit kevalaya bhaktya Vasudeva Parayana, simply by executing the order of Vasudeva, one becomes mukta. Just like master and servant, if the servant executes the order of the master, he is faultless. If the servant declines to execute the order of the master, however qualified he may be, he is useless. So therefore it is said, kevalaya bhakta, without any contamination, simply ready to execute the order of Krishna or Vasudeva. That's what is called Vasudeva Parayana. Therefore it is in the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed, bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate. After many, many births of struggling, when one is actually jnanavan, wise, he surrenders unto me. So, either you become karmi, jnani or yogi, you are not mukta. Mukta means, I have already defined, mukti hitya anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. When you stay in your own original position to execute the order of Krishna, that is mukti. So, in the previous verses, the mode of progress is tamasa brahmacharyena samena damena va. These things have to be executed. But here in these verses, simply if you become a pure devotee, then it is to be understood that I have already executed tapasa, brahmacharya, sama, dhamma, everything. So as soon as you surrender to Krishna, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sarva, aham tva sarva papim bhavmukhasya, that our miserable condition of life is due to our material attraction or papa, impious activities. Here it is confirmed that kevalaya bhakta agham dhunnanti kasnena. Totally, you can kill all reaction of sinful activities. And a very good example is given here, niharam eva bhaskara. Niharam means fog. In the fog, you cannot see what is there in your front. But as soon as there is sunrise, immediately fog is dissipated. Therefore, bhaunam janmanam anti jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. When we understand that Vasudeva is the supreme samahatma, then we become the great mahatma. So, if you accept Krishna consciousness, then the life of ignorance will finish and you come to the light and become liberated. If you come to Krishna consciousness, the light is there. Therefore, the darkness of life is dissipated. Therefore, it is said, Aradhita Jodi Hari Tapasa Tato Kim. If you have learned how to worship Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then there is no more use of your tapasya. Aradhita Jodi Hari Tapasa Tato Kim. And if you cannot understand Hari, then what is the use of your tapasya? Antar vahi jadi hari tapasa tatak. If you can see Hari, Krishna, within yourself and outside yourself, then what is the use of tapasya? Antar vahi jadi hari tapasa tatak. And if you have not learned to see Krishna, Hari, within yourself and outside, then what is the use of your tapasya? So, this moment is giving the chance to everyone. It doesn't mean for any particular nation, particular country or particular person. For everyone, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all over the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all over the world, in every village and every town, this message will be spread and that is being done. So it is a great moment. I request you all to join wholehearted. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.